We're going over to the UK now to speak to ex-Blue Peter presenter and TRE Breakfast Show presenter Mark Curry, who's taking part in a one-off Strictly Come Dancing special tonight for children in need. It comes ahead of Blue Peter's 60th birthday next year. My goodness. And we'll also feature other Blue Peter favourites like Anthea Turner, Tim Vincent and Connie Huck. Good morning, Mark.
Buenos dias from Eastbourne.
Buenos dias.
I wasn't on Blue Peter 60 years ago, before people wondered.
You certainly weren't.
That was Valerie Singleton.
Exactly. Oh, I'm so excited for you. I remember when you were here, you said that you'd love to go on Strictly.
Well, I mean, Strictly is a wonderful show, isn't it? It just seems to have captured everybody's attention. It's the perfect Saturday night telly because it's glamorous and it's escape and it's positive. It's really feel good. It's live, which I think is really important. You've got the orchestra, you've got the fabulous professional dancers, and then celebrities trying to be as good as they possibly can. And it's got that competition element as well, and the live audience. So it's magic. But I mean, to be honest, Hannah, I would do anything for children in need. I've supported it before. I've been on shows before and presented stuff for them, and really, whatever they ask you to do, I can never say no, because like most people, I'm sure you're the same. When you watch those VTs, as we call them, those stories, and we see just how much devastation happens to kids and families when things go wrong, and then how children in need actually helps them, you know, have a good life or at least enjoy what they can. It breaks my heart. It really, really does. I mean, in the middle of our section tonight, we're talking about a boy called Sam who was playing rugby, a young kid, very fit, loved his rugby. One day he was playing and he got a pain in his hamstring. He thought, maybe I've pulled a hamstring. He collapsed on the floor of the pitch and it turned out he'd had a spinal stroke and he became paraplegic very quickly.
Oh, gosh.
So, obviously, you know, life-changing for him, life-changing for his mum and his dad, his family, his friends, everybody who supports him. But through Children in Need, you know, they've got these groups together of other kids who are like this, and they go zip-wiring, and they go abseiling, and they go kayaking, and they do all these wonderful things. And they meet other kids, other people who've been through the same thing, and also the parents have a support system as well. Mm. And that's where all the money goes, to all those projects. It's very transparent where the money goes with the BBC. And honestly, hand on heart, Hannah, that is why I'm doing it. But the fact that it's Strictly as well is a bonus, obviously.
Yeah. So when were you asked to do it? How long has this been in planning for?
They got to me about a month ago, I think it was. I don't know if I was the first choice. I don't care. They were trying to find presenters kind of through the years, you know, because obviously Blue Peter's been around 60 years. And I think they asked Valerie Singleton if she'd like to do it, and she was busy. There is a really lovely surprise tonight in our piece, which I can't tell you about, but it's worth watching because it's really wonderful how our piece starts. And I think Peter Duncan was approached, and he was on tour, and then finally they came to me for somebody from that era. Because, you know, people are busy, because you have to give up a lot of time to rehearse and do the show. But, yeah, I mean, I said absolutely, and I met my dancing partner, who is Amy Dowden, who was Brian Connolly's partner in the series. They got voted off a few weeks ago, and she's absolutely wonderful. I mean, she's really lovely and chatty and fun, and then when you start to rehearse and when she starts to compete, it's like a personality change.
Really?
Like, Mark, concentrate, come on, energy, point your foot, like this. Oh, okay. Because she's fresh from competition, you know. She's just been competing. I think she's the current British national champion, Latin champion. So she took it really seriously. She said, I want to do well in this. So I thought, oh, okay then. It's not a bit of fun. It's serious. So we started rehearsing a couple of weeks ago, and then we recorded our piece two Saturdays ago.
Fantastic. So can you tell us a little bit about what happens? Is it just one dance or?
Yeah, it is. It is one group dance, but we each presenter does a segment on their own so that the judges can look at that and see how we are. And then we all come together at the end. And the end bit of the dance for me was the most exciting, because you're working on the dance floor with people like Brendan Cole, who's superb, with Pasha. I'm sort of right behind Pasha, and he's just a fantastic mover, and you find yourself kind of almost following them, you know, and you've got Amy, and you've got the other girls, and their energy, Hannah, when they dance, when the music starts, they just turn into something else, you know, everything is just high energy and so professional, it's wonderful. And it kind of carries you along, you know. I think that's what all the celebrities say who do it. You go from sort of being a little bit coy about it to, come on, this is how we dance, you know. So it's really infectious. And we recorded our section in, it's a jive, I can tell you that.
Ooh.
It's a really good number, which of course the band play live, and it's really a very appropriate number for 60 years of Blue Peter.
Yeah.
And then we get judged, and the audience was, because how it happens on Saturday is that they rehearse all day, obviously, and they do dress rehearsals, and then the live show of Strictly is on at, whatever it is, 6:15 or something. And the audience comes in about 5 o'clock. But what they did with us, they slotted us in the afternoon. And they invited an audience made up of a lot of young people, kids, some underprivileged kids, lots of friends and families of the people who work on Strictly. So you've got all these kids in the audience with their putsy ears on, you know.
Oh, great.
Just with grin. I mean, my 7-year-old goddaughter went, and she just couldn't believe that she was there. And then they let them stay and watch the dress rehearsal for the live show. So in a way, they got to see the live show as well. But then, of course, they had to get the live audience in because they got tickets and things.
Yeah.
Ages ago. So it's a busy day. It was a really busy day for them.
Oh, wonderful stuff. And it must, I guess the atmosphere there is just amazing with all the dancers, as you say. I mean, it's infectious to watch. You know, it makes you feel like you're there almost. When you're just watching on TV, you can get involved so easily, can't you?
Yeah. It's just party time, really, but they work so hard. We got there on that Saturday. I arrived about 10 o'clock, and already when I walked in to the studio just to have a look, Debbie McGee was in her warm-up gear. You know, I think she had some rollers in. She's sort of done her hair. This was 10 o'clock, and she was rehearsing on camera with Giovanni her number for that night. And there'd already been two couples rehearsing before her. So all morning, right up until lunchtime, they're rehearsing.
Gosh.
And then they get all that lot into makeup and wardrobe, and I mean, there's sequins flying everywhere, there's glitter, there's hairspray, and that's just for the blokes. And then they got us into our gear, and we did our dress rehearsal on camera. We had two dress rehearsals, and then there was lunch, you're really well looked after, you know. And then they got the audience in, then we did our bit, and then straight after us, the pros and the celebrities for the evening show came in and did their dress rehearsal again with all the judges. And then they've got about 45 minutes before they do the live show. You know,
gosh,
so it's
such a quick turnaround.
It really is, but it's a well-oiled machine. I mean, you're literally told, you know, this is the time you've got to be in makeup, this is the time you've got to be in wardrobe. If anything didn't fit you, that was all changed very quickly. It's a fantastic production team, you know. It's something very special, and I think everybody who works on it knows that, and it's done at Elstree Studios, which is where EastEnders is filmed, and so you know you're seeing people around there that you know. So it's, it was wonderful, really.
I can't wait to see you all doing the jive. They say it's one of the hardest dances because it's so quick and high energy, and you've got to get the timing right. There's a lot of kind of flicking of the feet, and it's ever so fast. How did you find it?
Well, yeah, exactly that, and particularly with Amy shouting at me, you know, point your feet, come on, energy, energy, all that. I think I went through about 25 T-shirts that week and jogging pants, just doing the bit that we do, because you do it and do it and do it and try and get the hands together, try and be in sync with each other. Because as she was saying, it's not just about sort of pointing, it's the way you point your fingers and the way. She said, for instance, she said, when you put your arm round me, when you put your hand on my back, she said, don't splay your fingers, because Craig hates that. He hates webbed fingers. Keep your fingers together. So I'm thinking, I've got to think about that as well, you know. Something that seemed quite easy on paper became much more difficult to do.
Yeah.
And we only had one go at it, by the way. We were told, you've got one chance. It's one take. Whatever happens. And we were a bit nervous because in rehearsals a couple of days before, I'd actually dropped her. I dropped Amy.
No.
Yeah, we were trying a lift. It wasn't a big lift, but I was sort of trying to get... I had my arms under her arms, and she was facing front and with her feet kind of hanging out. We were trying to do a lift thing. I can't really explain it. And my shoes just slipped on the dance floor studio where we were rehearsing, and she fell flat on her face. I managed to turn my face, so I bruised my chin and my jaw. And she sat up, and she thought she'd actually lost a tooth, or she thought her teeth were loose, but she was fine. But
Goodness.
As soon as that happened, you know, and it was my fault, totally my fault, I just thought, Mark, be careful, you know, just...
Oh.
So yeah, that added a little bit of tension. So the lift got cut. She said, "Right, we're not doing that then."
Oh dear!
You know, so yeah, it was. There was more to it than meets the eye, but then all around you, you know, there was this great vibe about children in need as well, because for the BBC, it's a massive night for them, and their whole aim is just to get people to donate as much as they possibly can. And you know, that's really what I want everybody to do tonight. If you possibly can, it's so easy to do, Hannah. You can text, you know, 10 quid, even fiver. You know, it makes such a difference. And as I say, the money goes to just fantastic causes.
Definitely. Well, we look forward very much to watching you and the rest of the Blue Peter guys in a one-off Strictly Come Dancing special tonight on BBC Children in Need. Mark Curry, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. Good luck tonight. Don't
Thank
drop
you
her.
Very much. Thank you. Well, it's all done now. So
Brilliant.
I will be watching. I'm at a party. I can't bear to watch it. So.
Oh really?
Oh, how funny. No, I can't. I can't bear to watch myself now. But there you go.
Oh well, I'll let you know how well you do.
Thank you. And please donate, everybody. Please, please.
Definitely.
Try and donate.
Definitely. All we right, will. Anna, Mark, thanks very much for joining us. Take care.
It's a pleasure. Bye-bye. Take care. Bye. Bye.